But you know, there are other pieces on the field that help win those games. You know, each person, you know, every position, you know, has a step up. It's not all, you know, on Foles by any means. You know, this is a team. And I'm sure everybody will pick up their slack when they need to.
You guys went to the coaches last week and said, we want to put on pads, we want to have a tougher practice. How's that been working out during the week?
It's been good. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, most teams after a certain point in the season just really don't put pads on, you know, anymore. Putting the pads back on or having a padded practice during the week, you know, it really isn't anything new, you know, or different. You know, you get, you know, some players get better feels, you know, with the pads on and can work the technique a little bit better.
What does Nick seem like this week to you?
Same old Nick. You know, we really don't pay attention to the noise and, you know, negativity and, you know, the underdog thing. Honestly, I didn't even pay attention to it until, like, I heard about it, like, you know, throughout the week. So,
how important is playoff experience in these games and, you know, the guys on the team that, you know, what can you do to help these guys prepare?
As far as, there is no better teacher than experience. You know, there's no replacement for experience. But, you know, guys, you know, who've been there, you know, myself, Jake, you know, different guys, you know what to expect and can kind of, you know, tell guys who haven't been there, younger guys. You know, although I guess you could say the lights are brighter and, you know, everybody's watching, obviously, the playoff game. There's nothing more you have to do than what we've done, you know, this season to win games. The only difference is the title. It's a playoff game now. You know, obviously, it's a one and done, you know, situation, you know, winner go home type deal. So, you know, just looking at it that way.
When you play a team that plays so much single high safety over and over again, what are the challenges other than the obvious of the extra guy being in the box with running the ball?
Yeah, you kind of got to account for extra guy in the box, knowing if, you know, he's actually disguising coverage or if he's actually, you know, coming down in the box to be that extra defender. You know, knowing where he is and having to count more.
Brennan Jay had the most rushing yards against this Falcons defense of anyone in the league this year. What's he brought to this team since he got here back Halloween week?
He's a big play guy, you know, super smart as far as, you know, knowing where the protection is and knowing where he needs to be. I mean, he can really do it all. I mean, we've all seen him in Miami. We've heard about the, you know, 200-yard games, the Pro Bowl when he was down there. I think he had, like, you know, 1,500 yards, something like that. I mean, we've seen what he's done for years.
It was a crash course when he first got here, obviously. How far along is he in terms of understanding the offensive line and the blocking schemes in front of him?
So he's caught up like everybody else, like he's been here for years. Jay's a smart guy. So, I mean, within a couple of days, I mean, he had picked up, you know, the offensive scheme, you know, things like that.
When you signed with the Eagles, is this the type of game that you wanted to come and play for, these big-time playoff matchups?
I came to get a ring. I mean, you know, I've been to the playoffs before. Like, I didn't come to the playoffs. Came to win it all. So,
in the playoffs, smash mouth football is always something that, you know, teams go to. I went back and watched the Dolphins and Falcons game. It seemed like they really went to that lot with Ajayi. How important is that for you guys to come out right away, establish that physicality, punch them in the mouth, so to speak?
Being able to, you know, control the line of scrimmage, run the ball, you know, really sets up for everything else. I mean, if you run the ball, you can play action, you can pass it down the field. The safeties are going to, you know, be a little bit closer to the box, giving guys, you know, extra space, things like that. So we're trying to establish that every game, though. You know, our dominance up front.